give us a couple sentences on how that would work in terms of reviewing the shadow study?
So there are several maps that are referred to in the code language. I believe the shadow study requirement is mentioned. I found three places within the 510 code, and those locations where the requirement is triggered are mapped. And then there's requirements for those properties. In some instances, it's along the park blocks, the north park blocks or the south. In other ones, it's adjacent to an open space zone. And in another one, it's specific to the garden. So
The
in those,
Lantau
you correct.
Garden.
And then under each of those, there's specific requirements that they have to demonstrate on the adjacent property are being met. And in some cases, adjustments are prohibited. In other cases, they're not.
Okay. So they
Answer your
really
question?
couldn't have an adjustment. I mean, I guess I was just trying to figure out how it would work if you wanted to adjust that standard, but you have impacts that aren't even on your site.
So there's three cases I've identified, and in two of them it says adjustments are prohibited, and I forgot which one it says adjustments. It's silent, therefore meaning you could adjust them. I believe maybe it's along the park blocks.
So, yeah, the one location that adjustments are prohibited, we added on the east side of the park blocks. And the reason that's prohibited is because it's slightly different provision. I should have mentioned that. It's just one day, one time. And we applied it on the east side for morning sun, was really the main. So at 10 a.m., I believe on March 21st, there can only be no more than, I believe it's 50% shading. So that's a little bit of a different one. The others that apply at the map on mapped sites, it's the 4 days that you need to analyze, two times per day. But those are adjustable.
With the exception of the, oh no, you can't do it up there. Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
That's
the
right.
other ones, on the Chinese garden is also adjustable.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.